Bass and DJ Jimmy. Others can pretend, but you can't win without the legend. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get it.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. You're listening to the TSL Altcast. I am DJ Jimmy. Big kudos going out to the young one, the kid right there, for the intro. You know, we've reached this point where we don't even need volunteers. People are just lining up in droves to come on this show. And unfortunately, this week, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bass and I made a clear decision amongst each other that we are not going to have anyone else on. It's just going to be me and, ladies and gentlemen, my co-host, the star of the show, the legendary Mr. Joey Bass.
James, thank you so much. You know, you're absolutely right. We got people coming out of the woodwork, people who I don't even know sending me text messages to come on. It's tough just to pick one. You don't want to play favorites every week. You don't want to get boring people on here. You know, you got to earn your spot on this podcast. You got to be fun. You got to be cool. You got to have a little bit of a personality. We've had a few guests on here who, you know, I'm on the show and they put me to fucking sleep sometimes. Some of these people we've had on. I mean, I get people on here who I think are going to cause a little bit of a stir. And they get on here and they're giving me one word answers and they're everybody's butt buddy. We don't want that. You know, that's not fun. That's boring for both of us, right? So I figure, you know, this week, let's take a step back. I like to take a step back and just reflect on the last 2 months of our podcast and reflect. We got one more week left of the season. So I just want to take a step back and see what's on the horizon.
Yeah, no, I know you want to do that, but I'm going to throw a monkey wrench right into your plans right now, brother, because guess what? I had an opportunity to sit down with the legendary orthopedic Scotty. Check this out.
I just want to put a message out there for Joe K. He's probably not going to listen to this because he's scared to hear what a real podcast sounds like, but I'm sure one of his friends will, you know, let him know what I had to say. Listen, Joe, I don't mind you talking shit, but don't hide behind your little podcast and your write-ups and your text messages, and then when you see me face-to-face, you want to act all buddy-buddy like you never said nothing. 3AS may be breaking up, but I'm not going nowhere. In fact, you're probably going to see a whole lot more of me next session. You should have just manned up, shut up, and played the fucking game when you had the chance back in the day. You know, when I called you out the first time, and I made a video, and when you kept running your mouth, but you want to get on the field and play the game, because you were scared to lose. I get it. But get ready, because next session, me and all the people that, quote-unquote, nobody cares about, we're coming for you. And I can't fucking wait.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is orthopedic Scotty. Some people used to call him 40-year plan guy. That is orthopedic freaking Scotty laying the smackdown, Joey.
That is not 40-year plan anymore. That is a motherfucking heel promo like I've never heard a heel promo in my pits are sweating.
The
my fucking
best.
Armpits are sweating.
If I need what you, I'll play
the
it again.
Fuck? There was so much to dissect in that video. A little backlog for everybody who's not.
Yeah, so what's this video he's talking about?
40-year-old plan guy before Lenny passed, may he rest in peace. 40-year-old plan guy made an amazing... This is when he was 40-year-old plan guy. I didn't know who the fuck this guy was. I'm like, look at this fucking herb. Made an amazing video on Facebook. I think it was, I want to say, 2 seasons ago, 2017 maybe, calling out Joe K and Bullet Club. At that point, I think Joe K and Bullet Club were in D3. 40-year-old plan guy and Third and Schlong were just their first big year. I think it's the year they won it in D4 or 5. I'm not really sure. But he said, hey, we're better than you. We could beat you. You're a pussy, basically. Called him out on Facebook. Made like, I think it was like a 3 or 4 minute video. It was fucking epic. Lenny sent it to me. I must have watched it, Jimmy, no lie, probably 120 times. It was that fucking good.
All right, and so now the evolution of time. 40-year plan guy doesn't exist anymore. This is
no
orthopedic
more.
Scotty coming to the
no
table,
more.
Brother.
And I apologize for all the 40-year-old plan guy bullshit over the last 2 months. I will never call you 40-year-old plan guy again after that fucking monster fucking heel promo you just laid down. What's the response? How do you respond to that, Jimmy? Where do you come from with something like that?
I'm going to tell you what they're going to do. I can already see the future. They're going to do a podcast and maybe use an intro from like years past to say they updated things. They're going to recap the season and sessions a little bit and talk about some games. And they're going to evade talking about this altogether. They're not even going to address it. Watch.
Wow.
Watch.
They're going to take the high road or the back road.
You know what?
The butthole road.
I want to put this out there to the hosts of the other show. Your card's been called. And if you don't want to talk about it on your show, you do have an open invite to come on ours. We gladly have you on the actual, you know, podcast that gets ratings to talk about this. Orthopedic Scotty laid that out.
We'll have him on there too. We'll have all four of us on here. I really think this game needs to happen. I know we don't talk about games or scores much, but I really, really need this game to happen. And I need those two motherfuckers to go head to head for a couple plays. Maybe get a little physicality at the top of a route here. We'll throw away the flags for a couple plays with these two fucking big boys going at it. Wow. What did he, come up to you? Did you go to him? What was the backstory with that?
Hang on one more second. Let's hear this one part again.
Yeah, go ahead.
Get ready. Cause next session, me and all the people that quote unquote nobody cares about, we're coming for you. And I can't fucking wait.
Cares about. They said on the other show that nobody cares about them. They said it in jest. They've been slamming it. But then when he sees them face to face, he's all buddy-buddy in a good way, you know?
He sees them. Nobody cares. Interesting. So he's talking about a select few people. So I didn't listen to their show. I'm sure you listened to parts of it, hopefully, for a little background. I should have done that because this is just a fucking bomb. What? Did you know the context they called these dudes out at on the other show?
I actually fell asleep, so I'm not sure where it happened. I paid a couple interns to listen along. They woke me up towards the end when they were talking trash about you and me, actually.
Sounds right.
A little bit. I think they said something to the effect of they don't listen and we don't matter. So we don't matter. Orthopedic Scotty and his friends don't matter.
Wow.
Oh, it's all getting laid out now.
It is. We're just second class citizens.
Now this is on the heels of Garrett Beasing calling for peace in the league, for saying the podcast should come together. Let me tell you, there's enough seats at our table. If you need to rent some space to come on this show, we'll rent you a couple chairs. So
absolutely,
you could get it done right.
Speaking of Garrett Beasing, real quick, while we're on that dude, you know he was one of the ones who came in here when I got. He was one of the first guests we had, Jimmy, and I thought he'd be spitting straight fire, throwing piss missiles all over the place. And by the end of it, I think he was stroking everybody in this fucking league, too. Exactly. And he's coming out wanting, oh, let's get this piece. Dude, it's more fun when we're stirring up controversy, baby. Pull your sack away and let's get going, bro.
Now, talking about Scotty's bets. Talking about Scotty's, I had a great conversation. And I blessed the football for Love Connection Scotty. Scott Rosenthal right there. Love Connection Scotty right before his game. Hello. He came over. He held out two balls. He's like, I know you're a minister. Yeah, pick a ball and bless you for me, you know? And I didn't know which one to pick, you know? So I turned to a Bernal or someone that looked like a Bernal. I'm like, which one do I pick? And she said, pick this ball. So I blessed the ball, and he went out there. I actually paid attention. He does throw piss missiles. He does.
He throws fucking rockets.
My God.
Speaking of that tool, though. Off the field. We're more concerned about these herbs off the field. We get to the fuck. I stayed at the bar this past weekend for a little bit. Quick shout out real fast, Jimmy. Scotty Keller, huge fan of the show, even better friend of the show, and his lovely wife, Nicole,
yes.
Made me cupcakes for my birthday.
It was your birthday.
Weekend. It was last
get
Friday.
Get out of here.
Last Friday, yeah.
Hey, so Gramps.
32 years young. She made me some cupcakes. So they had a bye. They were eliminated for the playoffs, obviously. Suck, but she came in and made me cupcakes. Quick shout out. So then I'm at the bar hanging out a little bit. I'm hanging out with Katie Keller, and obviously when I say Katie, Eric's there. When I say Eric, Kate, Eric's there. You know, Katie, Eric, they're always fucking together. So we were shooting the shit,
Which is good. I'm not gonna lie, I like them together. Correct. He's a good dude. He's
a great dude.
He makes her better.
Correct. He brings her up a little bit, and he brings her ego down. That bitch. So I see Love Connection Scotty at the bar, and he's, you know, obviously talking shit. Fucking dude pulls out wads of hundreds, right, out of his fucking pocket. So he pulls like, yeah, big day at the casino yesterday. I'm like, dude, you are a herb. You're a fucking tool.
Dude, that's all you got in your pocket, though. Come on, right?
Wads of hundreds. You know this dude went to the ATM or went to the bank Friday before they closed and said, I need to withdraw $1,000. How do you want that? All hundreds. And the bank teller's like, why? What are you guys doing? Oh, I'm part of a co-ed football league. I want to impress this chick with my hot wads of 100. Bro, bring $20, Use a fucking card for your tab, you herb, okay? You jerk off. And Jimmy, his girl was sitting there all alone the entire time.
What about this? What if he got the money, though, in hand so that he could make sure that you had a proper birthday celebration? What about something like that?
Happy friggin' birthday!
That would have been nice. I mean, that's something he should have been. Hey, man, A, I don't go to the bar much. B, you're at the bar. Hey, man, why are you at the bar? Oh, it's my birthday week. Let me get you a shot. No, he didn't. Oh, he wanted to pull out his wads of hundreds and then just look like a baller after his, you know, because he won a 1-8 matchup or 2-7 matchup. He's Mr. Big Dick swinging, throwing fucking piss missiles. Dude, bring a couple 20s, bro, and a credit card, you fucking idiot. Fuck. Wads of hundreds looking like a hurt. What a tool.
Speaking about people that are not tools, though, I need to flip the script on this one because we've gone on a couple times now over the past few weeks about how some people have been tragically and severely injured in this league. Okay.
Yes.
To the point where actually putting together a GoFundMe for metal pins in hands might not be a bad thing. But there was one gentleman who, after a tragic car accident on the 219, recovered and came back to the fields. I was able to grab this interview for all
Strong.
Of you.
Down Strong here interview. Back on the fields, JC right here, we have the amazing, legendary Burn It Freaking Down Burr back in the house. How you doing, sir?
Good, thank you. Chris Cole, Tom Hughes, nowhere to be around, shooting their mouths off. Gryffindor can't get a real Division I win. We come in here with a full squad and we knock off the defending champs.
Kind of shocking.
Yeah, shocking, isn't it? Yeah. They can shoot their mouths home. They're probably still in bed with each other. I don't want to throw that to them, but still watching cartoons and all that and feeding Tommy oatmeal and Chris some, well, I don't know, warm eggs. I don't know what he eats. I don't know, but yeah, it's good
vanilla
to be back.
Pudding, something like that. Yeah.
I don't know what Chris likes. Yeah, he looks more like a tater tot guy.
Tater tot guy. Tater tot guy. Yes. New nickname in the house.
Yes.
So on tater the last show, like Joey was explaining to everyone how when you were heading down the 219, there was a delta formation of baby deer.
Yes.
As well as adult deer and the entire family of deer.
Took them all out.
They came out and they hit the car. He said you flipped through the windshield, did a front flip, landed on your legs, and then got hit by a deer again.
Yeah.
In your legs, your back.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty much what summed it up. Joe's, he's not a liar, so. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't infatuate anything, so he's really good with that. I like it.
You recovered quickly on that one.
Yeah, it only took 5 weeks, you know. I can actually put my socks on without wanting to throw up, so we're good.
So at this juncture, after winning today's game, is the team going the entire way to take D1?
It's going to be tough. We got Bobby next week. Not saying I like our chances, but we lost him on the last play of the game when we had our full squad. They threw a Hail Mary. Went end zone to end zone. We took the lead. It's going to be a battle, but it's good to be back.
Some people debate whether or not Bobby could actually really make a legit throw straight to a receiver, end zone to end zone. He's currently rated the number one quarterback in the TSL. Does he warrant this rating?
He does. Best quarterback in the league. Yes, I said that, Chris Cole. Don't cry. But he deserves it. Dude, he can throw it. He threw it directly to Matty Moore. End zone to end zone. He's a good quarterback.
Ladies and gentlemen, strong words from a strong man, Mr. Burr, back in the house. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
So not only is he funny as hell, but at the same time, he comes out and just lays it on the line, Mr. Betts, that the best quarterback in the league is Bobby McConnell.
Yeah, what the fuck was that? He's on my fucking team. What the fuck is that? I got no love. He said it, Chris Cole. What the fuck, dude? I've been throwing fucking passes to this motherfucker for a year and a half now. And I'm not, what is, I was, I didn't, I heard a little bit of the interview when you were doing it. I must have missed that part on Saturday. I'm about to shoot that motherfucker. I was invited him on the podcast too this next week. Fuck you, bro. Oh my God. Fucking Bobby, the best quarterback. Jesus Christ. I can't believe he said that. You know, and I embellished the fucking story. He got hit by, I think it was like a fucking sea turtle. A turtle fucking hit his car. Not any fucking deer. He's a pussy. Oh my God. I can't believe he said that. I do love the part though. Honest to God, the Chris Cole, Tommy Hughes part. I could absolutely see them rolling over in bed and Chris having a warm bowl of oatmeal for Tommy and Tommy leaving, you know, tater tots is perfect because he absolutely, Chris Cole does look like a tater tot. He does look like he enjoys them. That's a perfect analogy for Chris Cole. I could see them feeding each other warm tater tots and oatmeal, which is actually fucking perfect.
we do have an interview with Chris Cole that goes back a few weeks that we didn't have a chance to play. Would you like to hear it?
I think it's a perfect time because I'd like to see how. I guarantee I'm already that he's going to be stroking someone in the interview, talking about how great someone is. I'm sure something because he's such a nice guy. Play it so I can bury him.
Mr. Cole, we're making our way over to the bar.
Indeed, we are. Where Public Enemy does their best work.
So you just played Topper just over on Field One. How'd that go?
I got to tell you, as a veteran of this league, you know, they tell you can always learn something.
Yeah.
Came away from that game knowing that I have a long way to go if I want to be an effective quarterback in this league. Just watching Pat McGovern, I was humbled.
What was the final score on that?
40-something to 20, I think.
Did you win?
We may have won, but it wasn't Topper's fault.
Okay.
He was
understood.
I mean, he looked like a young Joe Montana.
You know, he does have a very interesting form, and I want to go into this with you because you've been quarterbacking for some time.
I have.
He does have that sidearm. It looks like he's serving a platter, but he has a way of getting that ball where it needs to be.
Serving a platter. I love that.
Yeah, I got to pause that real quick. He's known for that. He's got the waiter form. It just like hangs out to the side.
The analogies on you today are fucking
who was
great.
Who used to do that? Wasn't that Bernie Kosar or something like that? He was like full sidearm, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Serving a platter. He's bringing the platter from up top, up away from the patrons, down to your table. That's a perfect way to say it. Before you hit play again, I'm already bored. He's already boring me. Stroking. They won fucking 47-20, and he said he's learning something from Topper. Shut the fuck up.
Talking about a long-term effect on a quarterback of that platter-style throw.
I feel for the future of his rotator cuff. I'll tell you, but it's very difficult to play defense against a guy whose body goes one way and the football goes the other. You're never sure where it's going, and it's very difficult to set a defense against that. I mean, the guy's a legend in his own time. He continues just to continue to make strides in the quarterbacking profession.
There's one guy in this league, though, that insists and swears no matter what happens in this world, he's a better quarterback than you and anyone here.
There should be more
people. And that's Mr. That. Joey Batts.
Well, I do have to tell you, Joey Batts is the greatest quarterback in this league in his own mind. Other than that, he should probably stay in his own mind, where he's most liked.
Do you guys face each other this week or again anytime soon?
No. We pissed Pound of Gryffindor twice right away in the beginning of the year, and they made sure not to come around us anymore.
So you're not fearful of seeing them in the playoffs or anything of that nature?
I'm fearful of seeing them. I mean, anybody can beat anybody on any given day, except for Gryffindor. But you never know. I mean, with Joey Batts, the guy, he's just the straw that stirs the drink, and you're in awe of a player like that.
Mr. Cole, can't thank you enough for your time. Greatly appreciate you, as always.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very
much. As Mr. Burr says, quotes there, a little bit of story time with Tater Tots.
A little bit of story time with Tater Tots. You know what? I get shit on every fucking time anybody brings my name up, you know? Everybody else is stroking everybody for fucking Topper. You know, you say, oh, we can't, it's tough to put a defense against Topper. Dude, he scored fucking 20 points. Shut up. And my name gets mentioned. Oh, that dude's the best quarterback in his own mind. Give me a fucking break. I'm a fucking legend, Jimmy. I put up fucking 45 points against that motherfucker's team. I'm hard to fucking put a defense up against. Not fucking Patrick McGovern. Just because his name's on the fucking league doesn't make him fucking God. Doesn't make him fucking, you know, Joe Montana. You call him Joe Montana. He's more like a fucking Joe Montana from fucking Criminal Minds. That's what he's like playing fucking quarterback. Give me a fucking break here. Fuck me. I just said the F word like 7 times. If you listen to this, you're going to text me. You said you swear too much. Oh, my God. But you notice that, Jimmy, every time someone, you know, you interview someone, they're always stroking them, stroking the league, and then you bring up my name, and it's fucking negative city.
Every
this
time.
Guy's a jerk. Right? It really every is. It really is. And you know why they do that, Jimmy?
Tell me. Please.
Because they're motherfucking envious. I always on the show.
Well, let's address the ladder. Let's address something. If we go back to the banquet that was up at Niagara Falls, when it snowed 52 feet and there was a blizzard and the whole nine.
Fuck me. That was terrible.
It was the first year that we actually had the Joey Batts cutouts, like right there up on the main stage.
I remember.
And you had the opportunity to give a speech as well.
I won like 3 awards that night.
Whatever. I think you won all of them, to tell you the truth.
I really got sick
of saying your name because it was just on the... I wanted to call you up one time and just give you all the hardware in one shot
rather than do it 12 times.
Three.
You know?
It got kind of embarrassing at the end. I'm like, guys, there's other people in the league. I'm not here just to win awards. I'm doing it for the kids.
But that day, someone came up, and if I'm not mistaken, they knocked the microphone out of your hand.
They did.
Who was
fucking
that?
Gordon. Fucking Gordon. That fat fuck. He knocked it right out of my hand. That was on my third speech. So he was on my, I think I said something along the lines of, I have a bigger dick than everybody in here. Something like that. I can't remember exactly what I said, but that sounds like something I would say. So the third time up, I remember I won, I don't know, probably league MVP or division MVP. I don't know. One of the MVPs. I mean, at that point, it didn't really matter because I needed like a duffel bag to carry all my fucking hardware out. I remember speaking and looking at the eyes of people. Like, some of the people were crying in the audience. I remember that because I was just giving such an epic speech. Other people were laughing because I was so funny, because I'm just a funny guy. When the time comes, they're still laughing from a joke I made on the previous time I won the award, you know, 10 minutes previously. And that dude just, obviously, he's jealous, number one. He makes, I start a girls team. A couple years later, he starts a girls team. You know, it's envious. He wants, he's in D6. My girls are in D4.
Is he a quarterback too?
He is the quarterback of his girls team, yeah, in D6, Jimmy. That's where, like, you know, I can play left-handed in D6 and we could still win 8 games. You know, I'm not saying that he's just, you know, his girls are really good. I've seen his girls play, but if I'm playing with those girls in D6, we're not winning by less than 40, guaranteed.
So while we're on the topic of quarterbacks, I was blessed enough to sit down with the legendary Darryl Carr, QB superstar, the man, the myth, the legend, who allegedly the award could potentially be named after for lifetime achievement at some point in time.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to hear from this guy?
I would. I haven't seen Darryl all session, actually, so I would love to hear what he had to say when you got him on camera, on mic.
Darryl, you're saying it wasn't the best of days out there, is that right?
No, but I did have a good interception.
Okay, now real quick, this is the week prior. They actually won last week. Colleen came back. Colleen was on their roster. You know, she came back. Her and Sebastian played for them for a long time. They went away, got married, started the life. They're back. She showed up at the field. She was on roster.
Did you hear what happened to the game, though?
Oh, no. Tell me.
They have to replay the game.
What?
Both teams, I don't know who, I just read about it today. Both teams were using an illegal sub. So Topper's making them both replay at 10 o'clock.
Well, it should negate then. It should negate then, right?
I agree. I told him. I said, I don't know the whole story, but I just read on the site today. They both got to replay it. They should both lose, if you want my honest opinion. Both those teams should lose, and Darryl should be banned for a year just because he's fucking Darryl. We hold him to higher standard, I think. But they had to replay. I couldn't fucking believe it. First time in TSL history, we got to have another fucking playing game.
All right.
And he won.
A little more from Darryl here. 2 weeks back.
Please.
Tell us about this.
I don't know. I think I threw two and then I got one, so I'm minus one on the day.
Well, we're talking about the session, the season.
Oh, the season?
In whole.
Oh, the season
compared
whole.
To today, how do you feel about how things are going this year?
It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun this year, and, you know, happy to be out in the beautiful sunshine. Glad the season started early. Looking forward to playoffs.
Do you have most of the team together still, or have you lost a lot of players from session to session this past year?
We have about half of our team together this year. And looking for two girls, if there's two girls out there.
You have brought more players to this league than anyone I know. With that being said, how do you feel about the future of your potentials of being a TSL agent to bring people here?
Trying to give them a future, like an out.
An end game,
right.
To hang him up.
He's still a solid dude. He could throw, maybe not, you know.
I mean, he got a pick. Did you hear that? Because that's all he talked about for the first fucking 30 seconds was this fucking first interception of his life.
And I like him. He's a good guy.
Darryl's a good guy.
Yeah.
And Darryl's a good guy. He means well.
But being an agent, he brings people into the league. They move on to other teams. They kind of keep it going. Let's see what he has to say.
I'm sorry. I have to interrupt this interview. Let's stop that. Darryl Carr hasn't brought more players than anybody. Darryl Carr has brought more women in this league. He changes his female athletes more than porn stars change who they work with. Are you kidding me? Kind of doesn't bring guys in. He just brings slam pieces in. That's all he does. Hey, you want to play football? Great. Let's go have sex. Awesome. Thanks. Don't get it twisted.
Darryl.
Ask him. Have him comment on it.
Darryl, please comment.
No comment. It's not true.
Listen, Darryl is a committed man right now. None of that stuff's true. All rumors.
Right. Oh, yeah.
this is definitely true. Thanks. And I'm going to get beat when I go home.
So we may or may not air this thing come Monday. At this rate, though, the legend, the man, the myth, the legend, Daryl Carr, big question for you right now. This podcast, it's not the official TSL podcast. We're the Altcast with Joey Batts. And Joey Batts likes to think of himself as the premier quarterback in the TSL of all time. How do you feel about that?
I have no feelings for that. You know, Joe's a good guy, but I'm definitely the best quarterback of all time in this league.
Do you even know who he is?
Yes, I do. Not really.
I kind
of... Wow. I take back everything I just fucking said about you, Daryl, you piece of shit. What the fuck? What the fuck? Daryl, I have had about 100 conversations over the last 5 years. We have a conversation. I haven't seen him all this year, like I said, but we've had 125,000 conversations. I don't know who I am. What? Of course you know who I am. Not knowing somebody's when they say their name, you go, oh, I don't know who that fucking person is. When you say my fucking name, everybody fucking knows who I am.
Well, Daryl doesn't know who you are.
Fuck me, Daryl. Idiot. And Cole fucking hopping in. Interesting time. I don't know. I guess, was Daryl a ladies' man back in the day? Is that the rumor? Did you know him years ago?
Oh, yeah. No, he's...
Really?
Yeah, he's in a good relationship now. He's in a good place in his life. But, yeah, I mean, he's well-known.
He party. I remember that Topper. According to Lenny, Topper used to be... a big ladies man back in the day, too.
Well, I mean, he still is.
I was. what a lucky woman. Lucky women, plural.
Not for Topper anymore, believe it or not. I honestly think that he might be on track to marriage.
Really? He's got a female now.
He does. And
wow.
She's absolutely fantastic. She used to be a Marine, too. I don't know if you know this.
I did not know that. So she keeps him in line.
She's pretty. She's got a great personality.
Wow.
She's strong-willed.
He hasn't brought her to the Saturdays yet, has he?
Yeah, she's been down to the field multiple times. Always playing. You're always on the field when she comes
by. I know, you're right. That's right. I really am always on the field. Because you know what that means to me? Everybody wants me. I got fucking text messages from people. And this is no lie, speaking of that. People want me to coach their defense. You know, they say they'll fucking pay me. They don't want to, because they know I ref a little bit. The guy goes, I don't want to take away your ref fee, so I'll pay you the same amount. I'm like, bro, keep your money. I'm not doing it for the money. It's not about the money. It's for the kids. I mean, I'm trying to make you a better player. I'm trying to make your team better. I'm getting text messages, no bullshit, once or twice a week about coaching teams' defense. What does that tell you? Kid knows his shit. Fucking Daryl. And now you know why we got off of Daryl. I need to get back on Daryl real fast.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
I fell asleep. I blacked out for a minute because I was so bored with his fucking, the way he was talking. I was so bored. After he said interception on my head, if I had a pillow, Jimmy, I would have been out. I still would be sleeping because I was so fucking bored.
Just gone.
I would have been out. Right. Gone. Completely gone for the night. You wouldn't have got me till 7 in the morning tomorrow. Fucking Daryl. That's the kind of people we don't want in our fucking podcast, the people who put us to sleep within the first 8 seconds of their fucking monologue.
How do you feel about people that are quality people, though, that just might have a good story that are unknown? Let me ask you about that.
I love those people. I wish we had more. I wish people would come out of their shells because there's so many people who at the bar come up to me just this past weekend alone. Hey, dude, your podcast is funny as shit. Hey, I love when you guys stir the pot a little bit. It makes me fucking laugh. I love that. That's how it should be. And I say, hey, dude, you're more than welcome to come on. It's like, no, I couldn't hang with you guys.
But we
slow it up. We're not making fun of anybody. We'll give you layups. We'll give you softballs just to have a little bit of fun.
So let's pull it back from the edge for a second. I had an opportunity to talk with Katie. Now, a lot of people don't know Katie. You've seen Katie. Katie played on the 5-star Generals, who are also the Salino Sewer Rats, who is also a team that I sponsored for a while.
Right.
Katie's a solid player and also a good human. I had an opportunity to grab this interview with her. You don't always see her every Saturday, and there's a reason for it. Check this out.
So I'm here with Katie. Katie, what team are you on?
I'm the Replacements.
Currently the Replacements now. They used to be something else. So
they
were one team. They split apart. They became two teams. They're in D12.
The Replacements this year. Holy smokes. Now, that's not the original Replacements. This is like a rebranding?
Yes, yes. We were Salino Sewer Rats, and then what else were we paying? I don't even know.
Five-star generals.
Five-star generals, yes.
That's right. So are you having a good year?
It's up and down. It's up and down.
Talk to me about this.
Well, we have a new quarterback, so it's just getting everybody on the same page, but I think we're coming together.
Who's the quarterback right now?
I call him Moon.
Is that his real name?
No. I don't actually know what his first name is.
So how's it going with the new quarterback, though?
I think good. I think good. We're getting on the same page, you know. As a new quarterback in the league, usually there's some mistakes in the beginning, but I think we're getting there.
A lot of people don't know you personally. A lot of people have seen you. A lot of people know the legend of you, and they don't even know your name yet.
Yeah.
To those people, what would you say?
I would just say, watch out. That's it.
I like
that's
that.
That's pretty straightforward and simple. So what brought you to the
like
TSL?
That.
Peyton. He asked me if I wanted to play on his team a long time ago, and now here I am, however many years later.
So what's your background with football?
There is none. I just played basketball, field hockey, and people tell me I'm athletic, so I gave football a try.
Basketball, field hockey, tall, redhead.
So she's this
strong.
Chick, I don't know who this chick is. I've probably seen her 1,000 times, though. You're probably right.
Yeah.
And she's athletic.
Thousand times.
That's the people we need to know.
Yeah.
Talking to other females that might be considering playing in the league or currently in the league, what would you tell them athletically what you should consider to be in the TSL?
What a question. I mean, I don't know. I feel like I could keep up with most anybody.
Ooh, I love that.
I like competition. I don't know. I don't know. I just do what I'm told.
You do what you're told. That's harsh. It's good, but it's harsh at the same time. It's kind of truth, though,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the awkward moment when she had that weird look in her eye. I do what I'm told.
Fuck you.
Starts winking a little, you know? I'm like, what?
Starts drooling a little bit.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like looking sideways. I'm like,
hey,
are you okay?
Having fun here.
Fun. Yeah, do we need medical attention? Why is you twitching in the face? You know?
Tell me a little bit about you.
About me?
Okay, I got to pause it right here. So, of course, compared to some of the other stuff that fires things up, like orthopedic Scotty in the beginning, she does lay the smack down just a bit here and there, subtly. But this is where we get into the heart of who this person is, like as a person, like quality person. Ready?
Go.
I don't know. I'm a busy human, so some weeks I do miss. I'm a teacher, and then I teach at two different programs. So one.
What do you teach?
I teach a bunch of sciences. I teach like physics, earth science, engineering, all that stuff.
That's actually really exciting stuff. This is important stuff. Kids kind of overlook this nowadays, but if they embrace that from an early age, what's the age brackets that you teach?
Well, my full-time teaching job is high school, and then since I teach a bunch of subjects, it's like 10th through 12th grade, and the program I'm a part of that sometimes takes up my Saturday mornings is 8th graders.
Tell me about that.
About just teaching in general?
No, the special program.
Oh, It's a program called Buffalo Prep. It's on UB South Campus. It's for minority youth, and we're just basically, if they make it into the program, we are a good support system for them. We can get them a bunch of scholarships to get into basically whatever high school they want, and then we're a support system for them through high school. Where they're advocates and everything like that. So it's a nice program.
That's pretty cool, Bats. It really is. I mean, a true quality person. There's times her team's missing females because she's actually out there teaching the kids, getting them ready to move on to the next phase of their lives and keeping education a primary focus.
That's the kind of people we need more of. We need to hear more of her. I'm sure I know who this chick is, but that's friggin' awesome. I had no idea. She's actually doing like legit shit. I know we just, you know, make fun of everybody usually, but I can't make fun of her. She seems like a super nice chick, and she got her head on straight, obviously. She's priorities are more important, obviously, than fucking co-ed touch football.
Yeah, and she's the solid one on the field to where, like, she will literally run over you and smile. Like, she'll knock you on the ground and be like, see you, bye.
She gave me a warning. She just said, watch out. When you asked her, what do people need to know about you?
Watch out.
Watch the fuck out. Watch the fuck out. I will run you over, and I will step over you and smile. That I mean, is she going to be there? And I think they just lost. They said that replacements.
Yeah,
they
no, they're not
this
there.
Week.
So, yeah, she could have been there this past week. If she was there, they probably would have won.
They probably would have won.
Yeah.
Wow. And her name's Katie?
That's correct. Katie.
We have to have her on the, I have to get her on the show. We'll have to. She seemed like she Holy would be shit. A good half hour, 40 minutes.
Do you think Stegmeyer would come on the show? Because then we could just have Stegs and a bunch of Katies. What about that? They're all different Katies.
He's got to get permission from his parents, though, because sometimes he can't be loud after, like, you know, 7:30 because he lives at home still.
I hope I see him this next weekend so I can at least get an interview with him. But, I mean, we got to get a rebuttal
Please.
From this guy.
That is, we have to get, that's the number one interview this week. I will be there all day, Jimmy. My first game's at 10, my last game's at 2. We will be there all day. We have to get an interview with him. I know he plays. They won this week, so he will be there. We have to get the rebuttal on the live at home thing. And we can't, Katie has to be close because, you know, she's going to be giggling in the background. You know that.
Yeah, she will. Absolutely.
Wow.
Hey, tell me a little bit about your thoughts from this past week or anything like that, or just what's going on in your head. Talk to me, man.
D1. Jimmy, my first D1 win of the year comes at the perfect time. I'm not about this regular season bullshit. You know what I mean? Everyone's saying, oh, you guys suck. And I think fucking Love Connection Scotty threw me some shade a couple times on fucking, I saw some screenshots of a Facebook post and a bullshit like that. I got one win or I don't, whatever, some stupid shit he said. Dude, it's all about the playoffs, baby. I played sweet. I don't think I fucking had one or two passes that missed. That's it. And the rest were touchdowns. We won by 8 easily. If you remember last week, Jimmy, I predicted a 2-touchdown win. Do you remember that? We won by 8, and I called the game with 2 minutes and 20 seconds left. And we had the ball. So you tell me.
That's true.
They didn't stop us once at all. We scored 46 points or 36 points or something. They didn't stop us once. We would have won by the 2 scores. Would have predicted it. My girls' team had a bye. Are you surprised? Because I'm not. And now we know we play this week, Jimmy, of course.
Tell me.
We fucking play the 16-year-old kid again.
Oh, get out of here, really?
The kid who's on 9 rosters, we play this motherfucker this week. So I'm looking forward to, you know, playing our balls off.
Well, who knows? Maybe there's going to be a do-over if it doesn't go well, right?
If it doesn't meet everybody's standards, we're going to have to do it again next week in the snow.
Hey,
that's
Matt.
Exactly right.
Hey.
Talk to me.
Hey.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
And now a word from your godfather.
I love it.
Leading into this past week, it was stated this has not been the best season for Joey Bats and company. Mm. And they know that. They're still looking for their first win in D1. And while this isn't their best chance at it, that means nothing. The marketing mayors are defending champions. And word has been that the only reason they've slipped a bit is because they haven't had the entire roster in a few weeks. Should more than likely change for the playoffs. Marketing mayors by 10. And the final on that, Joey, was what? What was the final on that one?
We won by 10 or 8 oh, or yeah. 9. We 20-point swing. And, Jimmy, we called the game, like I said, with about 2:20 left in the fucking clock, and we had the ball at the 50.
How many games did you have Burr for this season? Like, really? Burn it down, Burr. How many times? Like, 1 or 2 in the beginning?
The first 3, that's it.
But your team's still cohesion. That point. You're still gelling.
Oh, we're still gelling. We're still gelling. We had him for the first 3 games, and each of them were, we had 2 doubleheaders. So 4. Exactly. 4 games. 2 doubleheaders. That's it. The first 2 weeks, we had 2 doubleheaders. And at that point, you're right, we are still gelling. We're getting our sea legs. You know, we're just coming together as a squad with other people missing. And then yesterday or Saturday, Jimmy, we had our whole fucking team. We had everybody that needed to be there. And we fucking completely dominated.
Check this one out. You ready? You ready?
You're getting
and
me jacked up.
A word from your godfather.
I'm not entirely sure that this is it, but Vaspian showed up to the league and they've been great. They've played well on the fields. They've showed up on the podcast and at the bar and they just get it. I'm going to stop right there. Vaspian has never been on the real podcast of the TSL.
I don't even know who these dudes are. I don't know what Vaspian is. I don't know who these guys are.
They make phone systems and do stuff like that, and they're a cool team, and that's where, what's his name? The drummer guy with the long hair used to be the intern. What's his friggin' name?
Oh, Drew.
Drew. So Drew's on the Vaspian, you know?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then
like
there's
Drew.
A guy who looks like Drew. There's like Drew 2, you know? There's Drew and Drew 2.
Yeah. I know what team you're talking about.
There's Drew and there's Skinny Drew.
Yeah. And baby dick Drew.
Yeah. Oh. Oh.
Actually, he's probably tall, so he's got to have a monster hog. So he's tall.
The Godfather goes on and on about people that have been on the podcast. I don't know who the hell he's talking about. But there is a quote here that says, I listened to both of these podcasts, and I can't help but wonder what Lenny would be thinking right now. It's like Lenny's split in half, and there's bits and pieces of him littered throughout both shows.
Lenny is all in on our show. I know that.
I'm going to tell you something.
He would be the person that would push our show to the next level.
Absolutely.
Guaranteed.
And let's be honest. We're pushing pretty good in and of ourselves. We're moving forward.
I think so, too.
Yeah, we're moving forward. We're doing good things, you know? We had great things in the past, and we're moving on from good things to great things yet again.
To the best things.
This controversy about the podcast stuff, there was a quote that was out there on the Facebookings, and that came from, what's-his-face? He ranked things. He said the number one thing that he loved was the alt cast. Something else about food and things, I don't know. And the 100th thing that he liked was the other podcast, you know. It was like way down the list. What's his name? Oh, Jesus Christ, what's his name, Joe? I'm so old, I don't even know where I am.
Joey Bass, where am I?
I got to pre-plan things. I can't remember this stuff offhand anymore.
Who was it?
He was on the other podcast for a bit there, too. They dragged him in once he said good things about us, and they put him on their show.
They brought him on there, really?
Yeah.
What's he look like?
A dark-haired dude, young dude. What's his name? Oh, my God.
I'm drawing a blank. You're killing me here.
Blaze LaDuca. Blaze had nothing but great things to say about us, and then they sucked him into the other show. You know?
You're right. I know fucking. I saw it. Somebody sent me a screenshot
of
it.
So one of the best things about it, man, was when he was on that other show, he was talking about Orthopedic Scotty. He called him Orthopedic Scotty. They didn't know who he was talking about.
Orthopedic Scotty.
You know what I mean?
I love the references. Dude, we should start copywriting these fucking names, Jimmy, so we get a couple dollars every time they
You know what's going to be good? What's going to be good is that they're going to try to continue to model after us. That's all. That's all there is at the end of the day.
As well they should.
So look,
when you do it right.
Baz, we were a little all over the board today. We had a lot of clips from people that I insisted that we played out. I know some of them didn't ring true to you, so I can't thank you for letting me get through those today.
I appreciate it. It was great to hear that Katie won. We need more people like that. See, and I think people are shy because we are intimidating, and we do have a good time, and we're loud and obnoxious. But everybody has a voice on this one, Jimmy. There's nobody that we don't want on this show. I mean, if you're boring, we'll call you out and make sure you know you're boring, but hey, we'll still have some fun with you. And if you're fun, like, Scotty Keller Sr., Scotty Keller Jr.,
Orthopedic Scotty. If your name is Scotty. If you're a Scotty or a Katie, line up, please.
You need to be on our show immediately. You're right. If you're a Scotty or a Katie or a Stegmeyer, you need to be on our show immediately.
Isn't there only one Stegmeyer, though?
There's only one Stegmeyer. Actually, he has two sisters, but there's only one Stegmeyer that we know of in our hearts.
Oh.
One older, one younger. I think he's the middle child, actually. We'll ask Katie. I don't know, she's over there now. She's probably over there now having dinner. So we next week we tried to get 40-year-old plan guy on here. What a fucking bombshell that was. I mean, that was my fault. I kind of got us off topic there in the beginning of the show, because we could have spent an hour just on that alone with that motherfucker going off. And
I just want to put a message out there for Joe K. He's probably not going to listen to this because he's scared to hear what a real podcast sounds like.
You got to give him credit for coming to the table right up front.
I'm sure one of his friends will let him know what I had to say. Listen, Joe, I don't mind you talking shit, but don't hide behind your little podcast and your write-ups and your text messages. And then when you see me face-to-face, you want to act all buddy-buddy like you never said nothing.
Dissect that.
When you see me face-to-face like you never said nothing. That's where my head goes. You know, I don't. Orthopedic Scotty's getting me all jacked up. I don't know if he's being serious or if he's just fucking around. But I fucking love it, dude. I don't know what he's doing. Three AS may be breaking up,
but I'm not going nowhere. In fact, you're probably going to see a whole lot more of me next session.
He says 3AS. What a fucking badass! I love it. Right there. 3AS. Everyone knows Third and Schlong. And he calls it, the fact that he calls it 3AS makes you want to punch him in his face. But it's fucking great.
You should have just manned up, shut up, and played the fucking game when you had the chance back in the day.
And he says,
you know,
back
when
in
I
the
called
day,
you
like
out
was...
the first time, when I made a video, and when he kept running, when he kept running your mouth, but you want to get on the field and play the game. Because you were scared to lose. I get it. I get it. But get ready. Because next session, me and all the people that, quote unquote, nobody cares about, we're coming for you.
Nobody cares about.
And I can't fucking wait.
There's our newest drop.
He just sounds like he's in his fucking room, just pacing. Just on the phone with you, just fucking pacing. Like he's ready to fucking stab somebody.
Here's one of the best things. As this show continues to evolve, we have content creators.
Oh, my God.
Orthopedic Scotty is a content creator.
Oh, my God.
And at some point here in the near future, we're going to come up with a brand new name for him. I don't know if Orthopedic Scotty is going to stick, because this is just too badass.
It's not going to do it justice anymore. Orthopedic Scotty makes him sound like a 9-year-old man. But after that fucking little promo he cut, you know, he's big dick swinging now. We got it. We'll get a new name for him. Something will come up. But no more 40-year-old plan guy is no more. I will never call him 40-year-old plan guy from this day out. And after he cuts a monster heel promo like that. Oh, my. Gives me goosebumps. You know what? You can just, like I said, makes you want to punch him in the face.
And kudos to the production quality, too. I mean, he sent that in. I didn't sit down with him. You know?
I can't fucking wait.
I can't fucking wait to get you on the show, Orthopedic Scotty. I did text him, Jimmy, because we did have a cancellation real quick before the show started, like I told you. So I tried to get a late guest on the phone, and he texted me this, and I quote, literally during the show, I said, click the link if you want to join us, about a half hour, 20 minutes to a half hour. I'd love to, but I'm at the movies. Wish I could, believe me, !! From Orthopedic Scotty. I said, run to the bathroom real quick, call in for a minute, and hang up, and he didn't text me back. But he wanted to be here, and we'll get him next. Maybe we'll get him next week. I mean, there's a laundry list of people who we need to get on the show. But he might have just jumped up to this. He might have just jumped up to number one.
Yeah, he's right up there. I don't know. Burn It Down Berg kind of laid it down pretty freaking hard, my brother. You know what I mean?
Burn It Down. Not after his little comment. Berg was at the top of the list, but after he said, I didn't even get a fucking consideration to be the best quarterback in the fucking league from my own fucking teammate, one of my close personal friends. He's at the bottom of my fucking list. He has to earn his way back up.
All right. So with that, Mr. Betts, what are some of the best ways people can find us? We are wrapping up the season, the session. A lot of people are clamoring to come on. Whoever texted the most might be coming on. Talk to us. Best ways to reach you. How do people get on?
Guys, 716-400-5045. Shoot me a quick text. You don't even have to know who I am. You don't have to have acknowledged me, talk to Jimmy ever. If you just want to be on to have a voice to talk about the league, talk about yourself, more importantly, because you know I love talking about myself 90% of the time. That's what we do. But I love to hear other people's inputs about me, about the league, about anybody, just like 40-year-old, just like Orthopedic Scotty does when you're calling people out.
I can't fucking wait.
I can't. Oh my God, that guy's voice gets me jacked up. Guys, 716-400-5045. We're looking for anybody who wants to come on. More females. We haven't had a female guest on here yet. Don't be shy. We're a lot of fun. It's quick. It's easy. Half hour, 45 minutes of your time. And we do everything over the phone. But, Jimmy, real quick, you did mention it on Saturday. We do need to get an in-studio guest in soon. It has to be the right one for us to bring an in-studio guest in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So hey, I'm not looking to end anytime soon. So
me either, baby.
We kind of have plans. And, Bats, you and I still got to hash this out. But if this carries on into the off season, I'm game on, man.
I'm 100%. And if you're in, Jimmy, you're the catalyst that's – you're the catalyst that speeds this baby up. So if you're in, I'm all in every step of the way with you. We have a long, I mean, the guests will be fine with this. This person didn't cancel a couple minutes before the show kicked off. We would have been fine. But even if we didn't, you and I freeballing, it's just as much fun.
You know, get
to call out more people that way.
We really need to get, I've wanted to do this for years. I don't even know if it'd be possible, but if someone can book guests and make this happen, it's going to be you. I would love to get Topper on the phone. And also one of the guys who runs one of the other leagues.
I would love to get that. Speaking of that other guy, real quick, Jimmy, I was just about to mention this to you. That guy has been blowing me up all weekend.
Why?
He wants to be on. He's got a voice. He wants to have a voice. I don't see why not.
Let's do it. The lines are open, man.
This is a free country.
The lines are open. Absolutely.
I love that noise. Hit that noise again. The lines are open. The lines are open. I love that.
I can't fucking wait.
That would be epic. So you don't know what's in the future. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know who the guest is going to be from week to week. That's the best part about this. We keep you on your toes. We keep you excited. We keep you ready to go.
Are you playing indoor football this winter?
For him, I am. Yes, I will be there for him this winter. We're going to do, Sarah Barnes, Sarah Vicky.
Yeah.
I play with her and her friends. I met them, those guys last year, a bunch of great dudes. It is a lot. That's a good league to play in because, it's indoors. It's not cold. It's a quick 45 minutes. It's a fun league.
But it's a different thing altogether. It really is.
Toppers
outdoor
different.
Football is one thing. That indoor correct. League is something completely different. But
completely
you do see a lot
different.
Of the same characters along the way.
It's the same core group of guys in Toppers League that are in this one, which everybody gets along. There's no bullshit, which is so much fun. It literally is. If you never played in that one, I recommend reaching out to me and I'll put you in contact because it really is a lot of fun. It's the same
they're just,
core group
they're
of
only
guys.
Down to like one or two slots left open, too. If I'm
true.
Not mistaken.
That's what I heard. That is what I heard. That's what he did. I did get a text about that because I didn't register my team properly.
Hey,
I did get a text about
that. Speaking about things coming up, Bats, the banquet is coming up.
January 3rd.
We're going to be there playing music, making magic happen. This is going to be a lot of good stuff going down. A lot of people here, a lot of people that we've talked to, a lot of people that have voiced interest in this show haven't been to the banquet yet. Just come on out.
God.
Just come out, have a good time. That's all I got to say.
The banquet is probably one of the greatest parties I've ever been to every year. Every January, December, January it happens. It's where everybody gets together. They get about 120 to 150 people there, I think, usually. It's just so much fun. It's fucking 30 or 40 bucks.
See, you're out of your mind. You're out of your friggin' mind, Mr. Bats. 120, 130 people. You're crazy. You are nutso. Let me tell you something, brother. When we go back to about 2011, that Holiday Inn got packed, man. It really did.
2011.
And then when we moved on to the 2012 session and that banquet, we moved the cap up into the 350 range, and we did
shut
that.
The
now, when we had the banquet up in Niagara Falls, that was small.
That
was about 120, 160, but it was the middle of a freaking blizzard in Niagara Falls. Last year, we moved it over to the Adams Mark, the Buffalo Grand.
Yes.
Place was packed.
Lenny had to shell out a lot more money for the fucking liquor, I remember, at the
other
night.
We were over 200 people at that banquet.
Jesus
we were
Christ.
Over we were approximately 230, 240, somewhere in there. So people turn out. There's enough room to fit, like, thousands of people. Everyone
If you haven't been to a banquet, every team gets their own table, basically. That's how he said. That's usually how he sets it up. So the more the merrier of your team, and everybody gets a little bit of love that night. It's not just about your team winning or losing. I love to hear about myself. I love to talk about my team. It's a great party. There's good food, good drinks, and everybody has a good time.
That's all we're going to say about it. There's no hard upsell. Just come out, have a beer with me and Joey, and we'll go from there. Who knows? Maybe we'll record a podcast live right then and there, too.
Live, baby, right at the hotel. As people are walking in, maybe we have a little bit of guests. Now we're talking.
Watch
baby.
Us set up now at the same freaking table as the crap cast. You know what I mean? Hey, pick right which table you want to go to. We have a mob of people, and they've got like two people make fun of each other. Just like, let me brush your hair. Give me a saucer of milk. Yeah.
I sunk your battleship, baby.
All right, last time. Best ways for people to reach us, and then I'm playing the outro. We're getting out of here.
716-400-5045. Looking to have as many guests as possible. Please shoot me a text. No problem at all.
You've listened to another episode of the TSL Altcast. It's been our pleasure to be here for you this week and every week that we can from here on forward. Don't be scared to call Bats. You know what? Don't call him. Just send him a text. It's easier.
Send me a quick text.
Yeah, it's like 2019.
It's easier. It's
find
quicker,
him on a Snapchat or Tinder or something. I don't know.
I'll pay for your text if you have to. 29 cents.